If you think American voters are angry these days, check out the French. More than 1 million people took part in a nationwide protest today against changes to France's pension system. Rail and air services were disrupted by the strike, and the Eiffel Tower was forced to close. Anger among the French has boosted the popularity of the far-right political party known as the National Front. That's the party of Jean-Marie Le Pen, founded nearly 40 years ago, and the party that his daughter is poised to lead next year. Anita Elash sent us this report.
La soi-disant régulation de l'immigration par Nicolas Sarkozy.
A meeting of National Front sympathizers in Versailles, just outside Paris. Nearly 200 people have come to hear Marine Le Pen explain why she deserves to take over the party leadership when her father leaves the job in January. Tall, blonde, and blunt, the 42-year-old, twice-divorced mother has her mostly male, mostly elderly audience spellbound as she lays out her platform.
Il nous a dit il y a quelques semaines.
She says, a few weeks ago, President Nicolas Sarkozy made the connection between a lack of security and immigration. We've been saying that for 30 years, but once again, if there's a connection, then we have to stop immigration. In a lot of ways, Le Pen sounds just like her father. She's anti-Europe, anti-globalization, and pro-strict controls on immigration. But there's a sense of moderation and modernity that Jean-Marie Le Pen never had. Pollster Brice Tenturier says that's drawing some people back to the National Front.
Donc son discours est beaucoup moins dans la provocation, beaucoup moins dans la xénophobie.
Her message is far less provocative, far less xenophobic, and she's lost all traces of her father's anti-Semitism. It's not at all the same sales pitch. At the same time, she pays more attention to social issues than her father did, and she's attracting the working class with her social message, not her anti-immigrant message.
Marine Le Pen seems to be moving the National Front into the mainstream, but she's also pushing President Nicolas Sarkozy further to the right. This summer, Sarkozy announced tough new measures to rein in immigration, and he deported hundreds of Roma who were in France illegally back to Eastern Europe. Tenturier says it's an open secret around the Élysée presidential palace that the strategy was aimed at voters who may abandon Sarkozy for the far right.
Il y a deux façons de répondre aux attentes des catégories populaires.
The working class has two big expectations: economic prosperity and security, and the question of immigration. The economic crisis and Nicolas Sarkozy's policies have prevented him from meeting their expectations for economic prosperity. Working class voters feel abandoned and betrayed, and the only leverage he has left is on questions of security.
It's a risky strategy. Tenturier says if Sarkozy moves too far to the right, he could lose his more traditional base of more moderate voters in the next presidential elections in 2012.
Eh bien, moi, je pense que nous devons appeler les Français à la grande résistance.
That's partly what Marine Le Pen and her supporters are counting on. At her campaign meeting, there's already talk the National Front could eliminate Sarkozy and make it to the second round of voting. This longtime supporter says he thinks she'll attract the women's vote.
Le père, on lui avait mis tellement de casseroles d'extrémisme, de racisme.
He says her father promoted a mix of extremism and racism that was completely misguided. But he says her arguments about questions like immigration are more concrete and based on precise facts and figures. That approach could make her a threat to Sarkozy, a threat he's already taking seriously. For The World, I'm Anita Elash. In Versailles.